Good morning. So this Christmas service has been very much like many other Christmas services that I've been to before, and very unlike other Christmas services that I've been to before. And I was curious whenever Pastor Chow Yun was going back and forth between English and Mandarin. I was sitting there wondering, I wonder what language he dreams in. And if he confuses himself.
早上好，这个圣诞节跟以往的圣诞节有很多的不同，我真的是在想赵元怎么样在两个语言之间能够相互的来更换。
So, hearing about how several atheist Soviet astronauts came back from space and proudly claimed that there was no God up there, C.S. Lewis replied, "Well, that's kind of like Hamlet going up into the attic of his castle and saying that he didn't see Shakespeare."
这个作家就是中世纪作家及教授C.S. Lewis对这个回应呢是说，这就好比哈姆雷特在他城堡的阁楼上来寻找莎士比亚。
The two don't inhabit the same world. For those of us who know and are fully convinced of the truthfulness of the Christmas story, we get what Lewis was saying. To believe, as the Soviet astronauts did, that a man could relate with God in the same way that the guy who lives downstairs could relate with his neighbor upstairs is to totally misunderstand the nature of God and the location of his heavenly throne.
对于我们那些就是相信圣经是真实的，这个圣诞诞耶稣诞生是真实性的来说的这些人来说的话，那么圣诞刘易斯的话是非常有道理的。如果你是简单的就是把宇航员这种相信神和人和人上帝建立联系，就如同楼下的人。 就是住在公寓楼上的人可以走下来跟楼下的人建立联系这么简单来相提并论，那么这本身就是把上帝他的本质以及就是他在天上的宝座是错误的认识。
So, as much as we might like to, we can't just hop aboard a rocket ship and travel to God's heavenly residence. The Apostle Paul tells us that God, that he exists in an unapproachable light, and that no one has ever seen God.
尽管我们非常愿意，但是不可能跳上火箭，然后走到来达到上帝的居所。保罗使徒保罗这样说：神是住在那个不可接近的光中。 我们没有办法，也不可能看见它。这不可接近的光呢？Sorry.
Oh,
let me go. Touch that part.
Okay. She knows my sermon better than I do. So the unapproachable light that he is talking about is the radiance of God's holiness. The distance that separates us between a holy God, it is not spatial, but it is ethical and moral. And God is perfectly holy and will not tolerate anything that is unclean to come into his presence.
在这里所说的不可接近的光呢，就是神圣洁的光辉。我们和上帝之间的距离呢，不是空间上的，而是伦理和道德上的。神是完全的圣洁的。 他不可以容忍任何有污秽的东西来到他跟前。
So the Christmas story unmistakably refutes any ideas about us taking the first step toward God. On the contrary, the Christmas story is the story about how the immortal, invisible God took a step toward us. God who dwells in the highest heaven came toward us in that he was born in the likeness of sinful men.
圣诞节的故事呢, 明确无误地驳斥了关于我们向上帝迈出第一步的任何想法。 相反, 圣诞节的故事是关于上帝住在至高无上的, 至高天堂的, 我们看不见的永活的上帝, 谦卑地来, 成为人的样式, 向我们迈出第一步的故事。 我们谈论的,
We're talking about the incarnation of the Son of God. So to become incarnate means to put on flesh.
我们谈论的是上帝之子的道成肉身。 道成肉身意味着穿上肉体。
So the Christmas story is an incredible story. God becoming man, it cannot be compared with the guy who lives upstairs coming downstairs to have a conversation with his neighbor downstairs. God becoming man is more like Shakespeare coming behind the curtain and stepping on to the stage himself and introducing himself to Hamlet and to every other actor on the stage as Emmanuel, God with us.
圣诞节的故事是一个不可思议的故事。上帝成为人，不能与住在楼下的人，向楼下住在楼上公寓的人，向楼下的邻居介绍他自己。这种事来相提并论。上帝成为人更像是莎士比亚走到哈姆雷特的舞台上，向演员们介绍他自己。圣诞节讲述了该剧的作者如何从幕后走出来。 走上我们的生活舞台，向我们介绍他，介绍他自己是以马内利，也就是上帝与我们同在。
And if God is with us, then we have a cause for hope.
如果上帝与我们同在，那么我们就有了盼望的依据。
The Christian's hope is that God will give us eternal peace and joy.
基督的盼望是上帝赐给我们永恒的平安和喜乐。
This is the promise that we have in King Jesus. Christmas is the celebration of the birth of the Messiah, his anointed king.
这是我们在君王耶稣里的应许。圣诞节是庆祝上帝的弥赛亚，他的受膏君王的诞生。
And with the birth of King Jesus, we have the promise that God, as our sovereign ruler, will rule over the earth and its inhabitants in wisdom and righteousness and in the fear of the Lord. And all that is presently wrong with this world will be made right.
有了君王耶稣，我们就有了一位至高无上的统治者的应许。他将本着智慧、公义和敬畏耶和华的心来统治地球和地上的居民。
Now there is much good in this world. God created the world to be good. We only need to look upon the beauty of a red rose or to taste the sweetness of a Fuji apple or hold a newborn child to experience this goodness.
这个世界上有很多美好的事物，上帝创造的世界本是美好的。 我们只需要欣赏一朵玫瑰花的艳丽，品尝富士苹果的甜美，或者是抱着一个刚出生的婴儿，我们就可以认识这种美好。But
though this world is good, it is far from perfect, because the beauty of that red rose will fade. That flower will fade. That apple will lose its sweetness, and guess what? That newborn child will grow up to prove to be as self-centered and rebellious as the rest of us.
虽然很好，但是这个世界远非完美，因为一切都会不断受到败坏的影响。玫瑰的美丽会渐渐的消失，它会逐渐枯萎，苹果也会失去它的甜味，腐烂掉。 那么那个可爱的小孩子长大后也会像我们其他人一样，变得自我为中心或者是叛逆。
There is a corruption at work in this world, what the Bible identifies as evil, both moral and natural evil. And evil is the cause of strained relationships, inequity, injustice, violence, death, and decay.
使得这一切败坏的正是圣经中所讲的邪恶，无论是道德上的还是自然上的，邪恶是紧张关系、不公平、不公正、暴力、死亡和腐朽的根源。
For this world to be perfected, then evil must be completely eradicated. And the eradication of evil, and the perfection of creation is what we have in the promise of King Jesus.
为了让这个世界变得完美，必须铲除邪恶。那么邪恶的根除和使神的创造恢复完美，是在君王耶稣的统治下所应许我们的。
The prophet Isaiah depicts this promise of Jesus' consummated kingdom in these words. He tells us that the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be covered, shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
先知以赛亚用这些话描绘了耶稣里所应许的完美国度。豺狼必与绵羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并蜚雏啊同群，小孩子要牵引他们。牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草像牛一样，吃奶的孩子必玩耍在蜚蛇的洞口，断奶的婴儿必按手在毒蛇的穴上。在我圣山的遍处，这一切都不伤人不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识要遍满全地，好像水充满洋海一般。
So this used to be my son Haddix's favorite passage whenever he was a little guy. He'd always ask me to read him this passage. Now, of course, he liked it because Isaiah has a little child leading otherwise dangerous animals.
这是我儿子 Haddix 小时候最喜欢的一段话，他经常要我读给他听。他当然喜欢他，因为以赛亚所描绘的孩子能与本来很危险的动物一起玩耍。
Now, more importantly, is the reason why the predator and the prey will be able to peacefully coexist together. And it's for the same reason that the nations will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. It's because evil has been exterminated, eradicated.
更为重要的是捕食者和猎物能够得以和平共处，孩子可以毫无畏惧的、毫无危险的玩耍的原因。出于同样的原因，列国将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀，所有的邪恶都被铲除。
So there will be no longer relational strife, abuse, violence, or cause for fear. The beauty of the flower will not fade. The sweetness of the apple will never be lost, and the child will have no cause for rebellion, and neither will the nations make war against each other.
将不会再有任何关系冲突、虐待、暴力或者恐惧。花的美丽也不会渐渐消失，苹果也不会失去甜味，孩子也不再会有反叛的理由，各国也不会互相征战。
Now this sounds wonderful, doesn't it? It sounds maybe a bit fantastical, unbelievable, maybe. Sensible people who have both feet firmly planted on the ground surely cannot believe that that there will be a world without any trouble.
听起来很棒，不是吗？有点奇幻，或者是难以置信。非常现实的，有理智的人，肯定不会相信这个世界上不会有任何的问题。
A perfect world without financial, legal, relational, societal, personal trouble. That really just seems like an impossibility.
当然， 没一个没有任何金融上、法律上、人际关系上、社会上或者个人问题的完美世界，看起来好像是不可能的。
But consider this: is a perfect world any less of an impossibility than a virgin giving birth to a child?
不过仔细思考一下，一个完全和平和喜乐的世界，是否比处女分娩更不可能呢？
In the passage that Sister Susan read to us earlier, we can see that Mary's question is, how am I, who has never been with a man, supposed to give birth to a son? I mean, does God not understand how conception works?
早一点时候啊，苏珊姐妹给我们读的啊，把我们的经节里面讲到玛丽的问题。我还没有和我未来的丈夫和其他男人在一起，我怎么可能生个儿子呢？贾百列尼，难道上帝不明白是怎么受孕的吗？
And how does the angel Gabriel respond? Nothing is impossible with God.
天使贾百列的回应是什么呢？在神没有难成的事。
The question that we must ask ourselves this morning is, do I believe that all things are possible with God? And if the answer to this question is yes, and we trust that the scripture is true, that the Virgin Mary gave birth to the Son of God who will usher in Isaiah's vision of a perfect world, then we have cause for hope.
今天早上我们必须问自己的问题是，我相信上帝凡事都能吗？如果这个问题的答案是肯定的，并且我们相信圣经是真实的，也就是相信童女玛利亚生下了上帝的儿子，那他将带来以赛亚预言的和平，完全和平和喜乐的世界，我们就有了盼望的确据。
Brothers and sisters, please listen to what I'm saying right now. We who trust in the faithful character and the unlimited power of GodWe have hope for better days to come.
弟兄姐妹们，仔细听我讲，我们这些相信上帝、具有信实品格和无限能力的人，我们拥有盼望，迎接更美好的未来。
But let us not merely hope for better days. We can do better than merely hope for better things to come. God actually calls on us to strive to enjoy what we hope for today.
但是让我们不要仅仅盼望有更好的日子，我们不仅仅是盼望未来事情有所改善，我们可以做得更好。上帝呼召我们现在就努力享受我们所盼望的。
So many of you probably have Christmas gifts that are sitting under your tree right now that you have purchased for a loved one or loved ones. And presumably those gifts are going to be opened either on Christmas Eve orChristmas Day.
我想你们中间许多人已经为自己所爱的人买了礼物，包装好放在家里圣诞树下。想必这些礼物呢也会在圣诞平安夜或者是圣诞节被打开。
Now you don't want those gifts to remain unopened going into the new year. Of course you don't. Those gifts are meant to be enjoyed immediately. I mean, an unopened gift.Is a gift that is not being enjoyed.
你并不希望这些礼物一直到新年甚至更晚还未被打开，当然你不希望这种情况发生。礼物的目的就是要打开享受，未打开的礼物是没有被享受的礼物。
So the purpose of a gift is not for it to sit nicely wrapped underneath the tree, but it is to be opened up and to be enjoyed right away. So I would be very concerned if I were to walk outside of my front door on Christmas morning and not see any of the kids riding their bikes, their scooters, or playing with their new remote control trucks and whatnot.
礼物的目的呢，不是为了把它包装好，包装好好的放在树下，而是在圣诞节被打开，立即被享用。如果我在圣诞节早上走出门外，看不到邻居的孩子们骑着新的自行车，或者是脚踏车，或者是玩遥控卡车，我会很担心。
So my point is that hope is a gift that comes to us from God that is meant to be enjoyed today. And the present enjoyment of God's gift of hope is what the Bible identifies as faith.
盼望是上帝赐予我们的礼物，是今天就应该被打开并且被享受的。现在对神所赐的盼望的享受，就是圣经中所说的信心。
Faith is the present enjoyment of God's promised salvation.
信心是现在享受神应许的救恩。
The gift of God's salvation is received by faith. The theological impetus of the Protestant Reformation, is that the scriptures teach, which the scriptures are our sole authority for matters of life and faith. They teach that we are saved by grace through faith for the glory of God.
神的救恩是凭着信心接受的。新教改革的神学推动力是圣经教导我们因信基督而得救，是本乎恩典，是为了荣耀上帝。这圣经呢，正是教会生活和信仰方面的唯一权威。
Salvation is the reward to those who abandon all hope of saving themselves and entrust themselves to Jesus as Savior and Lord.
救恩是对那些放弃一切自救希望，并接受基督为救主，而且尊他为主的人的赏赐。
Faith is a gift of instrumental value.
信心是具有工具价值的礼物。
So, in moral philosophy, a distinction is made between instrumental value and intrinsic value. Something of instrumental value, it serves as a means to an end.
在道德哲学中，工具价值和内在价值是有区别的。具有工具价值的东西是为了达到某个目的的一种手段。
So if something has instrumental value, then it can be used as to achieve some particular outcome or goal. So a tool, for instance, would have instrumental value. The painter's paint and their paintbrush has instrumental value because it's a tool, they are tools that the painter uses to create a work of art.
具有工具价值性的东西呢，是可以用来帮助实现某种特定结果或者是目标。一个工具就具有工具性价值。画家的颜料和画笔是具有工具价值的，因为它可以用来创作艺术品。
Now, these differ from something that has intrinsic value, which is an end in itself. So, unlike the paint and the paintbrush, which have instrumental value, the work of art has intrinsic value because it is an end in itself. It provides pleasure to the artist and to whoever else enjoys the work of art.
这些不同于具有内在价值的东西。内在价值是事物本身所具有的。就像画笔和颜料。他们是具有工具性价值，而艺术品，他创作的艺术品是具有内在价值，因为它本身令人向往，给他和其他人带来快乐。
All right, so faith itself is not the goal. Faith has instrumental value. It's a means by which we obtain the intrinsically valuable reward of face-to-face fellowship with God.
信心不是终极目标，而是具有工具价值。它是让我们得与永生上帝面对面在一起的工具性手段。与永生神面对面本身具有内在价值。
All right, so I want to give you an illustration. I know that was super hard to translate, by the way. Let me give you an illustration from my personal life. To help you understand the difference between something of instrumental value and intrinsic value. So, roughly 6 years ago, I was on a mission trip in Honduras with some other church members. And we were there that week remodeling and making some additions to a church that we were supporting in the mountains right outside of the capital city.
让我用我自己的生活来举例说明工具性价值和工具内在价值之间的区别。大约在六年前，我和教会的一些成员一起去洪都拉斯宣教，在那 在那里我们对教会支持的一座小教堂进行了改造和扩建，而这个教堂呢是坐落在城外的山区。
Now, because we were in a remote area in the mountains, I didn't have any phone service. Nobody really had any phone service, which didn't really bother me a whole lot because I think a lot of other men, I don't really like talking on the phone. I would much prefer to have a face-to-face conversation, except for the fact that I wasn't even able to briefly check in with my wife, Melissa, to see how things were going at home.
因为我们在山上的偏远山区，我的手机没有信号，其他的人也没有手机信号。其实呢，我并不喜欢打电话，我更喜欢是面对面交谈。所以在那儿没有电话服务，并没有让我觉得在其他方面很不方便。唯独不能跟 Melissa 哪怕是短暂的联系，让我很困扰。
So neither Melissa nor I travel very often, so we're used to being with each other every day. And so needless to say, after a week of not being able to speak with my wife, I was ready to get home so that we could be together.
Melissa 和我呢都不怎么出差，所以我们已经习惯了每天的相处和见面。不言而喻，在不能和我的妻子并与她交谈长达一个星期之后呢，我非常想回家和她团聚。
So here's where I'm going with this. My wife has intrinsic value to me. So being with her is an end in itself.
我的妻子对我来说具有内在价值。我就是想和她在一起，享受她的陪伴。
But I didn't want to wait until I got home to enjoy the intrinsic good of her company.
但我并不愿意等到回家后才开始享受她陪伴的好处。
And so once I reached the airport, I had a tool of instrumental value in my hand. I had a phone with service. And so what I did was I made instrumental use of the tool, the phone that I had in my hand to call my wife.
一到机场，我手里就多了一个具有工具价值的东西，也就是有信号的手机。我就用这个手机给 Melissa 打了电话，也就是在此我使用了这个电话的工具性价值。
A phone conversation is not what I was really looking forward to. I was really looking forward to actually physically being in the company of my wife. But a phone conversation, was the best means that I had available to, if only partially, enjoy the intrinsic good that I was looking forward to in the present moment.
电话交谈呢，并不是我真正所期待的。我真正期待的是和他在一起。但是在当时那种情形下，电话交谈是我可取的享受我所期待的最好方式，哪怕只是部分的享受我所期待的。
So by telephone, I was able to enjoy what I was ultimately looking forward to in that present moment.
所以这个电话呢，让我感受到了妻子陪伴的快乐，就是我所期待的，我部分的享受了我所期待的。
I'm not very good at following my manuscript, huh? I'm sorry, I don't normally use manuscripts, so we're good?
Yes, we are good.
She's doing a great job. She's doing a great job. Okay, yeah, any errors are definitely on my part, because I've got it right here in front of me and I still don't read it. But the end of the Christian life, what we ultimately hope for is face-to-face communion with the living God. We want to be in the presence of God for all eternity. God is of the highest intrinsic value.
基督徒生命的终结就是我们最终所盼望的是永远享受上帝的同在。上帝是具有最高的内在价值的。
I love the way that the Westminster Shorter Catechism teaches children the ultimate purpose for their lives. And it asks the question, what is the chief end of man? And the answer to that question is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
我喜欢威斯敏斯特小要里问答，教孩子们人生终极目标的方式。 所问的问题是人的主要目的是什么？回答是荣耀神，以神永远以他为乐。
But those of us who are on this side of eternity are not able to enjoy face-to-face communion with God. There is a great gap between the two of us that God needs to bridge.
然而在永恒这边的我们还不能享受与神面对面的相交，天地之间有一道鸿沟，我们仍然等待上帝来弥合。
Now, crossing the bridge is what God has already begun to do in the first advent of Jesus Christ. But after his first advent, Christ ascended into heaven to take his place at the right hand of God. And so we are presently awaiting his return in glory whenever we will receive the promise of eternal life with him.
建立桥梁是他在基督第一次降临时已经开始做的事情，但是在他第一次降临之后，基督又升入天堂，坐在父的右边。我们目前正在等待他在荣耀中归来，届时我们将得永生的赏赐，在上帝的国度中与他永远在一起。
Now, concerning this waiting, the author of Hebrews tells us, yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay.
关于这种等候，希伯来书作者这样说：因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
Now we don't know how long a little while is, but we know that Christ is coming back, and that with him will be the saints' reward.
我们不知道一点点时候有多长，但我们知道基督会回来，并带来圣徒的奖赏。
Now Jesus says, in the meantime,that my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
耶稣说，只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
So here we have both an exhortation and a warning. The exhortation is that the righteous one who lives by faith is pleasing to Christ's soul.But the one who abandons the church and abandons their faith, Christ takes no pleasure in them.
这是对那些在信心上摇摆不定的人提出的劝勉和警告。劝勉是凭信而活的义人自基督的灵所喜悦的。那些放弃教会和信仰的人，神自不会喜悦他们的。
But now I want you to hear these words of triumph.But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls.
但是现在听听这些得胜的话，我们却不是退后入沉沦的人，那等人乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is us. And that faith is defined for us in the very next verse. I'll read it to you.From Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
兄弟姐妹们，这说的是我们。他所说的信心是属于我们的，在这下一节中会有定义。信是所盼望之事的实体，还看不见之事的明证。
So, The Christian hope is not wishful thinking. Our hope is not like throwing pennies in the wishing well and hoping that someday, somehow, everything is just going to work out.
基督徒的盼望不是一种一厢情愿的想法。我们的盼望不像是像众所周知的在许愿井里扔下硬币，然后告诉自己一切都会神奇的发生。
Christians are called to be sober-minded, and we are called to live in the world as it really is.
基督徒被呼召要谨守，我们如实的思考和生活在这个世界上。
What the author of Hebrews is telling us is that the Christian hope is completely different from wishful thinking because Christian hope is substantial. The difference between wishful thinking and our hope is a matter of substance.
一厢情愿和基督徒的盼望之间的区别是极大的。基督徒的盼望是有实质的，一厢情愿却没有。
Wishful thinking has no substance. It's vain. It's empty. It's empty. But our hope has substance, and that substance is called faith.
一厢情愿没有实质, 是空的。 我们的盼望是有实质的, 那实质就是信心。
So to say that faith is the substance of things hoped for is another way of saying faith is the substance of things hoped for is to say that it is the present experience of a future reality. So to live by faith is to bring the future reality that God promises into the present moment.
说信是所盼望之事的实体，就是说，对未来现实的当下体验。凭信心生活，就是将上帝所应许的未来体验、未来现实带入当下时刻。So,
just as I, after being separated from my wife for a week, was looking forward to her company. Once again, so we long for the perfect peace and joy of being in the presence of Christ in His kingdom. And just as I chose not to wait until I got home to begin at least partially enjoying what I was ultimately looking forward to, we must not just simply wait on what we hope for, but actually live as those who have already begun to receive the promise, because we have.
正如我在与妻子分开一周后期待与她的期待再次享受她的陪伴一样，我们也渴望在基督的完美国度中与她同在的平安和喜乐。正如我选择不等的回家就开始部分享受我所期待的，所以我们不能只是等待我们所盼望的，而是要像那个已经开始接受应许的人一样生活，因为我们已经得着这应许。
So, God is already present with us. Christmas is the celebration of the coming of Emmanuel. It means God with us.
上帝已经与我们同在。圣诞节是庆祝以马内利的到来，与我们同在。
So, yes, Jesus has already come in the flesh and died and rose from the dead and ascended to the Father, but He has not left us as orphans. We have His Spirit who lives in us and works faith in us by continually assuring us of the blessed hope of Christ's return and our future glory.
是的，耶稣已经道成肉身，死了，从死里复活，升到天父那里，但是他并没有把我们当孤儿留下。 我们有他的灵住在我们里面，并通过不断的向我们保证基督再来的幸福盼望和我们未来的荣耀，而使我们产生信心。So
I want to close by telling you the story behind a Christmas hymn that you may or may not be familiar with.
最后，我想用一个圣诞赞美诗背后的故事来结束。这个赞美诗你可能熟悉，也可能不熟悉。
The hymn is titled, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, and it was, it's based on a poem, Christmas Bells, written by the American poet, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
赞美诗的标题是圣诞钟声，它取材于美国诗人亨利沃兹·沃斯特·沃斯朗弗罗的诗圣诞钟声。
Longfellow wrote this poem on Christmas Day in 1863 during a time of great personal suffering and against the backdrop of national division and despair.
他在1863年的圣诞节写下了这首诗，当时正值个人遭受巨大的苦难的时期，也是在民族分裂和绝望的背景下写下的。
Now, Longfellow had lost his wife, Fanny, in a tragic accident only 2 years before. And then his son, Charlie, who was a Union soldier, was injured in a, or he suffered serious wounds in a serious skirmish during what was called the Mine Run campaign in Virginia.
在此两年前，狼图罗在一场悲惨的事故中失去了他的妻子范尼，然后他的儿子查理，一名联盟士兵，在弗吉尼亚州地雷行动的一场小规模冲突中受到了重伤。
So Longfellow, after hearing the news about how his son was injured, he rushed to Washington to be with his son who was recovering from his wounds. And it's against that backdrop in the midst of a great war that claimed 600,000 American lives that Longfellow wrote this poem.
狼图罗是听到儿子受伤的消息后，然后赶到华盛顿与他的儿子团聚。就是在这样的背景下，狼图罗在一场夺去60万美国人生命的战争中写下了他的诗。
The opening stanza, it speaks to the typical hope and cheer of the Christmas season. You go ahead.
它的开篇呈现了那种圣诞节比较典型的充满快乐和希望的场景。
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth and goodwill to men.
圣诞佳期，我闻钟声，鸣奏七日，圣歌在城，和谐甘甜，此意重温，地上平安，万民蒙恩。
The first three stanzas actually continue in the same vein, but then the darkness of the moment intrudes. From each black accursed mouth, the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sound, the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
前三段都是以同样的基调继续着，然后从第四段开始黑暗开始笼罩，可恨每一漆黑炮口传来南方。隆隆轰声，轰鸣声响，淹没颂歌，地上平安，万民蒙恩。
And this is the reality of life. Fighting, war, death, all of these things that so greatly trouble the sons of men.
这就是生活的现实，战争、战斗和死亡，这极大的困扰着人类自己。
And so the promise of peace, it feels false. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
因此呢，和平的承诺感觉上是虚假的。绝望时候，丧气垂首，地无平安，我心烦忧。仇恨方殷，嘲笑纷纷，何来平安？谁人蒙恩？
So, we're living here in the midst of the Christmas season, and we have to realize that the birth of Jesus, that it signified the certainty of ultimate victory over sin and death, but not the immediate triumph over sin and death. Indeed, for much of Jesus's life and ministry, it had to seem like sin and death were in the ascendancy.
耶稣的诞生标志着最终战胜罪恶和死亡的确定性，但并非立即胜利的希望。事实上，耶稣在一生和事工的大部分时间里，罪和死亡似乎是占主导地位的力量。
One can imagine, at the foot of the cross, that Jesus's tiny band of followers, those who remained, and there was only a few of them that remained, but that tiny band of followers had to see him hanging up there on the cross and thinking, well, hate has won out.
可以想象在十字架的脚下，他剩下的一小群追随者低下了头，宣布没有和平，仇恨仍然很强烈。
But Longfellow, he knows about the resurrection. He knows how the biblical story truly ends, and his magnificent poem ends with an expression of eternal hope. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men.
但是狼图罗知道关于耶稣的复活，他知道圣经故事的真正结局。他那首宏伟的诗以表达永恒的盼望来结束。洪钟声响，大声宣告，神不打盹，也不睡觉，邪恶必败，公义来到。地上平安，万民蒙恩。
So when we hear the bells of Christmas Day, we must not minimize the pain of the moment. Christmas isn't a call for us to pretend that life in this world is anything other than it is. The bells herald not pretense, but promise.
当我们听到圣诞节的钟声时，我们不会也绝不能将这一刻的痛苦降到最低。钟声预示着朗弗罗的痛苦，我们的痛苦不会将我们打倒。
The promise is that sin and death will not prevail. God is not dead, nor has He abandoned us. God is still with us, and therefore we have hope.
上帝没有死，他不睡觉，上帝仍然与我们同在，我们有希望。
And the reality of that future hope that we have in Christ Jesus can be experienced today by faith.
我们可以现在就享受与神的承诺，通过信心。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the gift of Christmas.For sending your one and only Son into our sinful and broken world so that we can be forgiven of our sins and receive the promise of eternal life.
天父，我们感谢你赐下圣诞节的礼物，感谢你将你的独生子派到这个充满罪恶和破碎的世界，使我们的罪孽得赦免，并能收到和你永远在一起的应许。
We rejoice in the hope of your salvation.And in the kingdom of peace and righteousness that is to come.
我们因盼望你伟大的救恩和即将到来的和平与公义的国度而欢欣鼓舞。
And we ask for the help of your Holy Spirit who works faith in your people that we might enjoy by faith the promise today.
我们祈求你的圣灵帮助你的子民产生信心。使我们今天可以凭着信心享受我们永恒的奖赏。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。